Welcome to the Christian Illusionist Experience. I am your host, Steve, along with my favorite teammate, Sandy.
Thanks for tuning in to these Gospel Magic Masters. This is episode number 4, and today's episode's title is the 2024 Ohio Fellowship of Christian Magician Conference.
We are pleased to be joined by our fellow hosts, Dan and Steve, better known as Rufus.
So let's get on to the discussion. The 2024 Ohio Fellowship of Christian Magicians Conference is on March 8th and 9th, located at the Nationwide Hotel and Conference Center, 100 Green Meadows Drive South, Lewis Center, Ohio, 43055.
This year's conference has a good lineup of lecturers and vendors. So let's get to the discussion. So, what do we want to discuss about this 2024 conference? Anybody?
Well, we want to definitely talk about what the conference is about.
Yeah.
So tell me all about it.
I think it's about magic.
Well, it's unique because it's Christian gospel magic.
Yes,
it is. That's pretty unique.
Yes, it is. And we've gone, gosh, how many years have we gone?
20 plus years.
Yeah, 20. And there's been some that were not so great, but this latest group, it's really, they're really good conference because it's, they call it a Christian Illusionist College. A lot of the conferences, there's multiple speakers going on at the same time in different rooms, right?
Right.
They've changed this that you have one lecturer at a time. And they're giving you really, really, really good information on magic, on presentation, on the Christian part of the presentation. It's really good. What have you learned when you've gone?
Well, I know it has improved over the years, certainly, like you said, the way they're doing it and the quality of the magicians that come and the vendors, that's really gotten better. The location is better. One of the things I've learned is that, the presentation, you can learn the mechanics of doing a magic trick, but magic, especially gospel magic, is a lot more than the mechanics of that trick. It's what you talk about, how you present the magic and the way you relate to the audience. One of the big things I've learned about that, and I think you see it on old-fashioned TV, sitcoms, when the people who are doing the sitcom, when the people up on stage are having fun, when they're engaged and enjoying what they're doing, it's contagious and the audience enjoys and is having fun with them.
Anybody else? What have you learned, Sandy, over the years that we've gone? What's your favorite parts?
My favorite parts? Not tripping over your feet and falling flat on my face during a lecture by Wes Isley. That was embarrassing. I'm just always amazed at the different... They're all doing the same things, but they're doing it differently. They're doing it in their own fashion, in their own personalities. And, Doyle using gift bags and other people using more expensive props. You know, Dwayne uses silks and James Doyle? What's his name?
Jamie Doyle.
Jamie Doyle using the gift bags, the music that they use, the whole thing. They all present magic, but in their own way.
I always enjoyed the fact that the old timers would make time for the youngsters. And so I always enjoyed watching when Sarah was a young teenager learning it, and they would sit there with her and they would help her learn the magic and learn how to talk, the pratter.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, it hits me too, because last year I took my grandson and they were calling kids up on stage during the presentation of their magic. And you learn how to work with either kids or when you call somebody up to help with the show. There's a technique to that. There's a way that you want to interact with a crowd member when you call them up or you point them and ask them a question. There's a way to do that and do it correctly. And I think that's one of the valuable things I came out with too, is how do we interact with our audience if we call somebody up on stage? You know, it doesn't matter what the illusion is. If someone comes up to be a part of it, there's a way that you do that correctly.
And what were the what's the most favorite memories that you have of over the years?
Watching Mary dress and undress right in front of me, and I never knew it.
Yes, that's
Mary Laughlin.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
She's a professional.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We were backstage.
You talked about this last time.
I know, but okay. we were backstage. And somebody else was performing, and Dwayne and Mary were getting ready to go. Well, we were getting ready to go on, then they were going to get ready to go on, and she was changing to get ready for the next. I think he might have been on earlier. Yeah.
No, he was presenting at that time, and she came back.
Okay.
And changed her her dress.
That's just they're professionals. We would have had to go find a bathroom.
And it had been 25 minutes, but
she
did it right then and there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, women know how to undress in front of people. I have to tell you, but it's a technique that you learn early on.
What about you on memories?
Memories, other than tripping and falling. I don't know. I really don't know. I was
the year that the umbrella came out of the ceiling.
Oh, well, yeah, there was that.
That was a desperate. Desperate location.
Yeah. Well, the leaking.
Tell them about it. Well, they moved. They have since moved.
But what was
going? But the year that we were there, that we went, it was close by, and we went, and it was raining through a hole, and so they meaning the hotel, in their desperation, put an umbrella through the roof, or through the ceiling.
Through the ceiling, yeah.
To make sure that the rain didn't fall down on the people below. I have still a picture of the umbrella through the ceiling.
Yeah, we've left that place, and now they're going to I know the conference center because I worked for Nationwide, and it's there. What they set it up for is for when they have conferences for the salesmen and stuff, so they have a really nice hotel for them to stay in, a really nice place for them to discuss things, and a very nice restaurant there also. So it's going to be a good conference.
I think one of the things that I come away with too is when you go into the vendor place and there's just so many illusions that the vendors have, and we all have stuff, you know, in our house that we've purchased over the years, and
way too much.
Are we still using it? And along with that line of thought too is that I look at stuff and go, that's not me. I'm not going to be able to do that very well. I think everybody, there was an actor who used to say, a man's got to know his limitations, right? And he often said other things like that. But that reminds me, when I look at what someone else has done, okay, they're doing it very well. Can I do that? And if I can't, why buy the illusion? Just don't go there. Save the money and buy something that I can do. Because even though we have done illusions as clowns, we all know we have to do them very well. Not just because you're a clown, you can mess up. You have to do the illusion correctly.
Well, I remember a vendor, he wasn't really selling magic. He was selling gags. Remember him? He was funny.
Oh, Ricky?
No, not Ricky. He had, you know, things like the whoopee cushions and all those type of things. He had a few little magic things, but they were little things for kids.
Like the mustard bottle that has a string in it.
When he would give a lecture, he was funny. I mean, he was doing his pratfalls and doing all kind. You know, that was interesting because it wasn't quite magic there. It was, I guess you would call it, additional things that we would use because we use screaming chickens. You know, Dwayne Laughlin doesn't sell screaming chickens.
No. I like my screaming chicken.
In fact, if I would have thought of it, I should have brought it upstairs and let him talk.
Yeah.
But the screaming chicken?
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody but Blanca will tell their story.
I think I remember a story of somebody tying the screaming chicken to his front bumper so he would know when to stop and when he pulled in the garage.
I need that. Oh,
yes, you do need that.
Well, is there anything else you want to discuss?
I think it's time for the lectures.
Okie doke. Let's go to the lecturers.
Yes, it's time to find out about the lecturers.
Okay, so who are this year's lecturers? Well, let's see. We have Steve Harney and Sam Sandler.
And we also have Greg Phillips and Eric Reamer.
And our favorite illusionist, Dwayne Laughlin.
So let's take a look at each of these gentlemen. Steve Harney is the founder, director, and CEO of Cool Kids Ministry. Steve has been a pastor, a youth pastor, music pastor, and children's pastor over the past 40 years. He began traveling with an evangelist when he was just 17, and he had been preaching and teaching ever since.
Sam Sandler is a magician, inspirational speaker, and America's only full-time deaf Christian illusionist who works with corporations, schools, churches, and other organizations across America to create powerful, life-changing events.
And then we have the magic and comedy of Greg Phillips, the Rising Star Productions. You will enjoy Greg's genuine personality as he endears himself to your audience, and he quickly develops a strong, positive relationship with your group.
Also, don't forget, Eric Reamer is quite possibly the most famous magician you've never heard of. Eric Reamer was trained by some of the most recognizable names in this industry, from Lance Burton to David Copperfield, Gregory Wilson to Dwayne Laughlin.
And yes, last but not least is Dwayne Laughlin. His performances have been enjoyed on 5 continents and 18 countries and 47 of the 50 states. Among his numerous credits are the Illusionist Award given in Mexico City, the Star of Magic received in Singapore, and meriting the rank of member of the Inner Magic Circle with a gold star from the Magic Circle in London, England. So, what do we think about this lineup?
This is a pretty amazing lineup.
Yes.
And each person, as you heard us talk about the background, not only makes them qualified to be a presenter in this conference, but each one is different and will probably bring to the conference a different perspective. So there's a lot to get from being there. And I can't wait to go. I think we're going to, every year we learn something, but I think this year, especially with this lineup, we are going to walk away with a treasure of information and methods of continuing what we do.
Other than Dwayne, have we seen any of these at previous conferences?
Yes, we've seen Steve Harney before.
Okay. Okay.
And I really enjoy his presentation.
I'm interested in the one. I thought we had the deaf magician once before, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I'm interested in seeing his performance and what he has to say.
And I don't think we've seen Eric Reamer, have we?
No.
I don't know. He doesn't
look familiar on the flyer, and his name doesn't sound.
So this is going to be all fresh.
Yeah.
I don't know Greg Phillips either.
Yeah, we know Greg Phillips, don't we?
We do?
Yeah. Wasn't he the guy that did that illusion I finally bought with the letters that change place in those metal blocks? And it's very hard to do, or the numbers of the letters keep changing their order.
Huh.
Oh, it might be. I mean,
Greg was the one that did that. Maybe not.
It could be. It's just over 20 years. It's hard to remember.
We go to so many of it every year. Yeah. We go to it. So, yeah.
So of previous lectures, who stands out?
Well, obviously.
Well, besides Dwayne.
We said Dwayne. There's no doubt. Yeah. We've purchased a lot of his stuff because we can do it, and he's a good teacher.
Yeah, we consider him our mentor. Yeah. I mean, number of times I've reached out by email, and he's always gotten back and given me good information. What about you, Steve? Any that have stood out in your mind?
Well, Dwayne, obviously, and his wife, Mary. And then Ricky, in the past, because of his raccoon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
He may have been the one I'm thinking of that did the comedy stuff.
That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Was Ricky, honey.
Well, you know me and my mom.
The husband never listens to the wife. I don't know. I don't know what to do about that.
My wife says I never listened to her. Well, at least I think that's what she said.
Uh-huh.
I don't have. Okay. What about you? Any that you have really?
Oh, well, I can't remember names because I walk away every time with something that and also you got to remember. I don't know if they're going to do it this year or not, but they have an opportunity for individuals who are attending the conference at some time on Saturday night to do a few minute presentation of their own.
Yeah.
And some of the guys that have gotten up, I went, wow, you know, they're good. There's a lot of quality magicians out there. Yeah. So I can't think of any particular name other than it's like I said, I like to watch it when they bring somebody up and how they interact with that person and make them feel not silly or dumb, but they get them into the in the routine and incorporate them into having fun with it. And that's a real skill to do that.
Yeah. Well, Wes Isley, as she had mentioned, he was very good.
You're right. I almost forgot. I was going to say him earlier in this presentation, but I forgot. Wes last year left me with some really good information.
Yeah.
I almost thought about bringing him into town. He said, you know, and something else, this is important, I think. These are real people. These aren't. Sometimes we watch magicians on TV or entertainers, and it's hard to realize they're real people. Dwayne and Les, these are real people. He has a wife and children. Les does, and they go around with him, and of course his wife's on stage.
They
do
show with him.
Yeah, on stage with him.
And I've never seen attitudes. They've been very humble and willing to work with you. And, you know, I think a lot probably comes from their deep Christians.
Yeah, I would agree.
Anything else?
No, I'm really interested to see Sam Sadler. I've never known a deaf performer.
And the comic guy, I'm anxious to see all of them, but it's a really good lineup for this year.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the conference here pretty soon, and we will report back after it's done. We're going to try to do interviews with the officers and some of the lecturers and some of the vendors, and maybe even we'll just pick a person or two and just get their idea. And then we'll bring this all back and we'll let you know about the conference. And we're really looking forward to the conference. I want to thank our panel for our great discussion. Does anyone have anything else? No?
No, I think that's it.
If that's all for today's discussion, then we will speak with you after the conference.
I think it was a good discussion about the 2024 OFCM conference. We talked about how this conference is different than others, and we talked about this year's lectures, which we look forward to hearing.
Thank you so much for tuning in today, and we will be coming back to you after the conference to fill you in on everything that happens. If you would like more information about the conference, you can go to www.ohiofcm.com for further information.
This is the Christian Illusionist Experience Podcast, and we are the Gospel Magic Masters. Music for the podcast is provided by Arthur Steed Music and Magic at https://www.arthursteed.com.
And now our Bible verse for today's podcast comes from John 9:27-30. He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes."
Thank you again for listening.
See you on our next episode.